little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to an episode of Buffed Up Sports, available on all major podcasting platforms. You know, this is like the first time since I don't know when where I've had a full week be nothing but happiness. Like, I was happy the whole week through. There wasn't one thing that didn't bring me down. That's kind of where I'm at this week. I've been having a pretty solid week for once. You know, your boy got WWE tickets. Yes, I still watch it. For those who know me or follow me on social media, you know I'm a huge wrestling fan to this day. So I'm excited to go. Haven't been to an event in years. That's not until August, but I'm just excited because of the fact I know I have the tickets to go now. Like, I know I'm going to see wrestling. So I can't wait. So anyways, we're going to get into the show because, man, I know y'all ready. I know y'all ready. I'm ready. So we going to stop playing around. We're going to get into it. You know, we going to get right into it. So let's get it. I'm going to just skip right through because there ain't nothing to talk about the Lions right now. I can't tell you one thing about the Red Wings right now. I'm going to hold off on boxing this week. I'm going to talk Wilder and Fury, but I'm going to wait closer to fight night before I really get into them. Same thing goes for Pacquiao and Spence. I'm going to wait until fight night get a little closer, then I get into them. And in UFC, we'll talk about that next episode, hopefully, because I know Conor McGregor's fighting. So we're going to definitely talk combat sports next time. There's only two things I want to talk about this week, Tigers and Pistons. First, with the Tigers. Tigers are still losing, but I really like the young pieces the Tigers have on the team. I mean, there's some players who are straight up bums. I'm not going to be a liar about it. I'm going to keep it 100. There's some bums on the Tigers, man. But they got some pieces where I don't know if y'all feel the same way as me, but it's like a few players that stand out, like Jake Rogers. I don't know if it's the mustache that he got. If you've seen his mustache, you know why I say that. But I don't know if it's the mustache that makes him stand out. But when I watch him play, he seems to do pretty good. That goes for Akil Badu. That goes for Daz Cameron, who's, you know, just coming up to the show a little more recently. But when he plays, I enjoy him. I enjoy all the guys I just named. And then even on the pitcher side, we got Casey Mize, who is probably going to be the ace one day of our organization. You got Matt Manning. He's only two starts in. He had his first career start. He did decent. Had his Comerica Park debut, which I happened to be at because a little slight flex. I was at the Tigers game this week when they played the St. Louis Cardinals. Got a little sweep, sweep action in on them as we beat them in the two-game series, both games. But yes, back to Matt Manning. He played a decent game. Crowd gave him a standing ovation when they took him out. Because, I mean, for a first start, home debut, he had a nice game. So, hey, got to give him his credit. I keep saying Tigers games are so fun to watch in person. And I'm going to keep getting the point across to y'all. Baseball is not for everybody to watch on TV. I've said it on here before. I can't always watch it on TV, especially the state of the Tigers right now. It's hard for me to do. But when you go to games in person, it's just an enjoyable experience for everybody. Back to what I said, baseball might not be for everybody on TV, but I don't think there's one person that's gone to a baseball game and didn't enjoy it somehow, some way. You get what I'm saying? Unless it was a blowout, I really don't see how you can't enjoy it. I mean, you got the music playing. The walk-up songs are always awesome, even if you don't know them. Seventh inning stretch is a tradition like none other. You got foul balls getting tipped around left and right. Like, who doesn't love that? The action of having no choice but to pay attention because you might get dinged in your head. It's kind of exciting to me. That sounded weird, but it's exciting to me, okay? I just love going to baseball games in general. Shout out to Uncle Rob for those tickets. Appreciate you, man. Staying on the Tigers for one more second. Jonathan Scope hit a homer while I was at the game, and that boy been hitting that ball lately. His bat is on fire, and it's at the point where he has a great chance of making the All-Star game, and I would be far from mad about it. Like, no joke. And Jonathan Scope, if he happens to make the All-Star game, I promise you, this will be the first All-Star game I've watched and I don't know when. Because I used to watch them all the time. The home run derbies I still watch, but the All-Star game I would sometimes just not watch. Especially since, you know, Cabrera and all them fell off. So I haven't watched the All-Star game in years. Point is, if Jonathan Scope makes the All-Star game, I'll watch because he's a Tiger and we got to support our team. So, now to get into the topic that I'm sure you've all been waiting to hear about. But first, I have something to say. Do you have an upcoming event and you need t-shirts? Well, the Giving Tee is the right place. Just recently, Social Good Promotions added a new branch called the Giving Tee. With our shirts, you can make your design come to life while providing you a platform to complete the hashtag goodness cycle and make the world a better place. To all my athletes out there, do you want you and your teammates to wear cool shirts during practices and warm-ups before your games? If that's the case, just buy a shirt. Parents, football season is around the corner. So if you want to wear your kid's face, buy a shirt. What's wrong with being that parent that has their own kid face on their shirt? Just imagine your son or daughter makes a great play and then you get to stand up and say, "That's my baby," while you're flexing your shirt. That sounds awesome, right? The shirt doesn't even have to be sports related. How about having a shirt for your summer camps or your family reunion? Some of you might even want a shirt that says, "Ha ha, RJ's bald now," with my face on it. It's no biggie. Just go to socialgoodpromotions.com/thegivingtee and create your shirt. Again, that is socialgoodpromotions.com/thegivingtee. Now, y'all go on out there and make them shirts, because I know y'all want some shirts. Who doesn't want a shirt? You don't want to be shirtless. Okay, that was bad. Anyways, moving on. Some of you might have caught what I just said. Some of you might have not. But yes, I said you could get a shirt that says, "Ha ha, RJ's bald," with my face on it. You're probably wondering, what the heck is that boy talking about? What do you mean he bald? I mean, it's self-explanatory, folks. I am bald. I'm not talking a little hair on the top. Nah, man. My hair is gone. But I tell you what, I'm a man of my word. And when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And if you doubt me, I'm really going to do it. You know, that's just the person I am. So with that being said, the Pistons got the first overall pick of this year's draft. And I know y'all heard me on the podcast. You seen me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I kept saying, if the Pistons happen to get the first pick, I'm shaving my head clean. I want you to smack my scalp. That's how bald I want it to be. I didn't really think it was going to happen. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. Good things never happen to the Pistons, right? Especially when it comes to the draft. So I, in a million years, would have never thought we were going to get lucky enough to grab the number one pick. And we did. I mean, again, nothing ever happens that is good. It's always bad, bad, bad. Just think about it. We have never moved up in the lottery. Every time we've been projected to go with a certain pick, we drop. So the fact that we moved up and moved up as high as we did, I just didn't expect it. We haven't had the first pick in 50 years. How many of you listen to this podcast right now can say you were around when the Pistons got that pick? Who was Bob Lanier? 50 years ago. How many of you can say you honestly even watched Bob Lanier play, let alone was around when he got drafted? So my point is, this doesn't happen every day. It's a shame of how bad the Pistons have been all these years. We simply could not get lucky, and we finally did. We finally get the number one overall pick of this year's draft. And I just want to shout out the fact that I feel like I made the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, how many of you out there are shaving your head? I don't see nobody else doing it. I'm the only one that did it and the only one that probably will do it, because that's how much I care about this team, man. I don't think y'all understand. See, I'm trying to tell you something. Me and the Pistons have a connection. When the Pistons were announced to have the number one pick, people was calling me left and right. You know, shout out to my boy Mo. He called me congratulating me. He said, "I can't believe I'm congratulating you like you're a part of the team. But I actually am really happy for you, because I know how much this means to you." So that's what I'm trying to express to people. Like, I love the Pistons. If you go into my chest right now, my heart is pumping blue and red. Like, that's the way it is right now. Watching the draft lottery had me a nervous wreck, though. Between the dramatic music, the long pauses, then, of course, the commercial breaks. Like, I couldn't take it. I was nervous the whole day. Couldn't sleep the night before. It was horrible. Waiting all day to 8:30 for them picks to be announced. But, man, was it all worth it. Because when it got to 5 and our name still wasn't said, that's kind of when it hit me. I'm like, yo, we might really get this number one pick. I was at the point, I was like, I'll be fine with top 3. Because I was just confident we was getting 6, right? I was like, it's the Pistons. We always getting played. We're getting the 6th pick this year. I know it in my heart. And again, when we got down past 5 and they still ain't say our name, knowing that we had better chances getting 1 than getting 2, 3, or 4, I was like, yo, we might have a shot. After 5, you know, they calling the names 1 by 1. We getting the 4. No Pistons. 3. No Pistons. 2. They called the Houston Rockets, leaving it only to be one more team remaining. Of course, that was the Detroit Pistons, and I lost it. If you have me on social media, you've seen my reaction by now, because I posted my live reaction to the news being announced. And when I seen Ben Wallace, thank you so much for representing the Pistons at the lottery. When I seen him throw up that number 1 to say, yeah, we just got that first pick, I lost it. I'm like, we really did it. This isn't a dream. Something good actually happened in the city of Detroit. Something good happened for Detroit sports. Something good happened for the Detroit Pistons is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, that's crazy to me. So, of course, the whole night I'm celebrating. I can't stop celebrating. I don't even know how I went to sleep because I was laying down for the longest and my eyes would just not close. I was like, yo, we really did it. And so my adrenaline was pumping. I was just going. But that next morning I woke up and my left foot was in a ton of pain. And for a second, I was wondering what that was about. But then I realized I think I jacked up my foot when they announced that we had number 1. And I started jumping up and down to the point I didn't know I can jump so high. I should have been a basketball player type jumping. Yeah, so my foot wasn't doing that great the next morning. But again, it was all worth it. This is great, man. We control the narrative of the lottery right now. And so everyone has pretty much made it known. Cade Cunningham, you know, Oklahoma State guard, is going to be the number 1 pick. But a lot of people are saying don't sleep on the G League Ignite player, Jalen Green. I tell you what, I really wouldn't be mad with either one, but I'm leaning towards Cade Cunningham. That's where I'm at. He wants to come to Detroit. He's already said we turning Detroit up. He said buffed up and all that. That's not me just saying it. He did have the quote buffed up and all that. He said we turning it all up. Yeah, good little podcast promotion. It's like, no, he talking about the buffs. But point is, he's only meeting with one team. What team? The Detroit Pistons, because he's projected to go number 1. He wants to go number 1. The Pistons have the number 1 pick. So it just seemed like it's all coming together. The pieces of the puzzle is coming together. I tell you. But the Pistons GM, Troy Weaver, is trying to pump the brakes on the action and all the excitement by saying trading the number 1 pick is an option. I get it. That's just a GM statement. He's just saying that just to say it. No way in the world that he actually do that. I can't see him doing that. Please don't do that, Troy. But I think he's really just talking because I don't see that happening. That would be pretty sad because, you know, when the Cavs had the number 1 pick, right? And then LeBron came home. They traded that number 1 pick to get Kevin Love. Next thing you know, Cavs in the winning championship. So that made sense because of the fact the Cavs really ain't need Andrew Wiggins. They wanted somebody who could play right now, not somebody who was going to be a star or a potential star years to come. So when you're in a situation to win a championship, I see why you trade a number 1 pick. But the Pistons are not in that situation We need as many young players as possible right now who can grow together. So you must keep that number one pick, because I don't think there's a trade out there that convinces you otherwise to trade it away. So I say we go ahead and keep that number one pick. The fact we have the number one pick is the most exciting thing to happen to the Pistons since, like, the going to work crew. When they stopped playing together, it just went downhill since. I will say it was a lot of talk about Blake Griffin when he got here. And, like, obviously we made the playoffs since the going to work crew, but not everybody was on one accord and not everyone was excited. This time, everybody is excited for the Pistons to have the number one pick. But I'm going to stop right there real quick. If you're one of those who have laughed at me, talked trash, tried to tell me that the Pistons suck and they'll never be good, if you're one of those people, please don't talk to me right now. Don't talk to me next year. Don't talk to me in two. Don't even talk to me, period. If you ain't down with the Pistons now, don't be down with them, period. Because at the end of the day, we all know it's Detroit first, everybody. Now, back to Cade Cunningham. It's just the city needed this, man. The city finally has something to look forward to with our sports teams, because it's been horrible lately. And now the chances of having Cade Cunningham, the next big star of the league. He's getting Grant Hill comparisons because he could play the point forward, as they call it. So the fact that he's getting Grant Hill comparisons should tell you what he can do. The only problem is Grant Hill had injuries. But they're not talking about the injuries part. They're talking about Grant Hill in his prime, no injuries. Say Cade Cunningham has that play style like Grant Hill without the injuries. Y'all better watch out. I'm trying to tell you. Just look at next year's potential starting lineup. When I seen the graphic, I believe it was on ESPN, it blew my mind. Because we got Killian Hayes, Cade Cunningham, Sadiq Bey, Jeremy Grant, and Isaiah Stewart. That's your potential starting lineup next year. Long as everything goes according to plan and we draft Cade. We could even draft Jalen Green, and that's still a solid starting lineup. But hold on, back to Jeremy Grant, who I just listed. Shout out to him for making the U.S. Olympics team. Nice media attention for Jeremy. Hopefully he can get some connections and recruit players to come here to Detroit versus, you know, players recruiting him to go out other places. But shout out to Jeremy, because only 12 men make the roster, and you have to be the top 12. So for him to make it, that's a pretty big deal. So shout out to Jeremy. Back to the Pistons as a whole, look at the youth core we have, as I just named off that starting lineup. We have three players in that starting lineup going until their second season. Cade will be going to his first. Jeremy is only like 26, 27, I believe. So the sky is the limit. The future is so bright for this team. Our summer league team, man. We probably about to win a summer league championship if they play all their players during summer league. Only reason I see us not winning a summer league championship this year, or at least not being excited to watch summer league-wise, is if, like, they say, we don't want this player to play, we don't want that player to play, because we don't want to risk injuries. We'll hold them out to training camp and preseason, then see what they can really do. I would be sad in the aspect of, dang, I can't wait to watch these guys play together, just somehow, some way. But if they did that, can we really get mad? No. Long as they start playing great together when the games actually matter, it's all good in the hood. So the question is being, say you draft Cade, do you keep Killian Hayes? Yes, you do. They both can play the point guard position. But I like to think of Killian Hayes as more the facilitator type. Cade Cunningham is a scorer and facilitator. Don't get me wrong, though. Killian's going to be a scorer one. He's going to be able to score, but he ain't going to be like a true scorer, I don't see, just because of the way he plays, if that makes sense. But Cade, he don't mind going out there and getting buckets. So I think they can play together. Somebody made a great point. It was made known, I seen it on Twitter, that Isaiah Thomas was drafted to the Pistons, obviously, and then they came back and drafted Joe Dumars. Both were considered point guards. Joe Dumars was a point guard coming out of college, but he got to the league. He had to play the two because Isaiah was the one. And look what happened to them. They won back-to-back championships. They took out Bird, took out Magic, took out Jordan. They took out three of the greatest players of all time, and they both were considered point guards, and it worked out just fine. So I say, because of the fact you have Killian and Cade, that's no reason to trade one or the other, Killian being the most likely trade if you were to trade. But they're both so young, you just don't do it. We'll make that decision years down the road if it ain't working out. For now, you let them play together. You know what I'm saying? Let them play together and just see how good of a backcourt they can be. Simple as that. The sky's the limit for them is also. People keep saying Pistons don't screw this up because they know the Pistons draft history. We've passed up on Hall of Fame talents. You can make an all-star team of current players who the Pistons passed up on. You can make a Hall of Fame worthy team of players that the Pistons have passed on. And we talking just the last 20 years. We can obviously go back to 03 since the last time the Pistons had a pick this high. It was number 2. That was Darko. Yes, we passed on Wade, Bosh, Carmelo. That still hurts to this day. But let's be real. That did work out for the Pistons because who won the championship a year later? Just saying. That's besides the point. Hopefully, we don't have no repeats. But Troy Weaver has yet to let me down. Other than the Bruce Brown trade. I was sick about that. I still am because I was just a Bruce Brown fan. But other than that, all his moves that he's made as GM of the Pistons in the last year since he became GM of the Pistons have been makes more often than they have been miss or misses. Y'all help me out. Y'all get the point anyway. Whatever. So my confidence is pretty high with him. So with this draft, I mean, especially with you having number one, I don't think we can go wrong. Again, it's between Cade and then you make a case for Green. You go one or the other. Don't go draft nobody like Suggs because then I'm going to be a little like, hold on, what you doing? Shout out to Jalen Suggs. I would take him if I was fifth, but when it comes down to number one, it got to be Cade or Green at this point. That's just how it is. So the draft isn't until July 29th. So I'm going to try my best to stay calm until then. But I don't think it's possible, man, because I've just been so happy and so excited. Just think if everything goes according to the plan as far as the Pistons in this rebuild as it has been so far and we start making some noise. First, I'm going to say this. I say we making the playoffs in the next 2 or 3 years. I wouldn't be surprised if we make it next year. Call me optimistic. It's just a gut feeling I have. Okay, so bottom line is we definitely making it 2 to 3 years. Second thing I want to say, we got to give this new squad a name because they're going to be good enough to earn a name. Trust me on that. So in the past, we've had the Bad Boys. We've had the Going to Work crew. So what's this upcoming squad going to be called? I've seen the Back to Work crew. That has a little ring to it. Core 4-4-4. Because of the fact we have these four young guys we're going to build around. Sadiq, Killian, Isaiah Stewart, and most likely Cunningham. So they'll be known as the Core Four. And the Pistons are chasing their fourth ring in franchise history. So the Core 4-4-4, it does make sense. I'm not saying we have to go to either one of those, but they both make sense, all right? So what I'm trying to say is I'm curious to hear what my listeners' thoughts are on those names or if they have suggestions on their own. So if you do, feel free to hit your boy up and send those suggestions in. So before we wrap up this episode, I want everybody to grab a glass, drinking glass, you know. You can put whatever you want into it. I ain't gonna judge, but I'm gonna put some cream soda in mine. Now, I want you all to raise a glass and we're gonna make a toast to the future of Detroit sports because we are here. Woo! And if again, if you ain't learned it by now, only one thing to say. Detroit basketball! Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts at RJ_Hunt36. Send me a friend request on Facebook at RJHunt. Follow the craziness I post on TikTok at RJHunt36. Also, while you're there, if you haven't already, go ahead and check out my new look. Because if you haven't seen it by now, I promise you, I'm not making it up. I really shaved my head. So, thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review, please. I love to hear the feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. Now, just remember to follow these words because they mean so much to me. Those words are spread love, keep your chest out, hold your head up, show off them pretty teeth, and don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace! Thank you.